I hope you're doing well out there today. And joining me in studio this morning is Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. And good morning, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing well.
Well, it's good to see you here today on this Thursday. And what is going to be our main subject for today?
Well, we're going to touch, you know, zinc's a really hot topic right now. And I don't know whether I've already talked about it or not, but we're going to talk about it again. So that's my...
It's a good topic, though.
Yeah, it is. So that's what I'm after today.
And if anybody does have any questions during the show, you can give us a call at 251-6909, 1-800-252-5443, 1-800-252-KGGF. All right, so we're talking about zinc today.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like a lot of times people only think about zinc as being really just a maybe an immune booster that they just need to take on a seasonal basis. But, you know, it's like... If you have a low level of zinc, it's possible to experience negative reactions, like frequently getting sick, feeling like you're always tired and run down, and dealing with poor concentration, stunted growth, and the inability to heal wounds. The ways that zinc benefits your body. As the National Institute of Health explains, zinc deficiency depresses immune function, and even to mild to moderate degrees of zinc deficiency can impair the macrophage and neutrophil functions, which are killer activity cells in your body. Zinc plays an intricate function during an immune response because it helps the body return to homeostasis, or its, like, you know, natural state. It's often taken as a natural over-the-counter remedy for fighting common colds and symptoms of illness. When taken for at least 5 months, it may reduce your risk of becoming sick with the common cold. Plus, supplementing once you already feel sick may speed up the healing process. Research shows that this essential mineral can help with development of immune cells and interfere with the molecular process that causes mucus and bacteria to build up within the nasal passages. Ionic zinc, based on its electrical charge, has the ability to exert an antiviral effect by attaching to receptors in nasal epithelial cells and blocking their effects. One study found that when zinc supplements were administered within 24 hours of onset of cold symptoms, the duration of symptoms was significantly reduced compared to the control group that didn't supplement with it. Fewer patients in the zinc group had cold-related symptoms 5 to 7 days after experiencing the first symptoms compared to those who didn't take it. So it also acts as a powerful antioxidant. It's shown to be an effective anti-inflammatory and antioxidant agent. It helps fight oxidative stress and decreases the chance for disease development, especially in elderly patients. Where zinc benefits include its ability to support healthy cell division, preventing cancerous cell mutation, and stunting tumor growth. Those with lower levels who don't take zinc supplements had higher levels of inflammatory cytokines, a higher plasma oxidative stress markers, and epithelial cell adhesion molecules. So the benefits of zinc can also balance your hormones. Hormonal health and fertility are due to this mineral playing an important role in hormone production, including by increasing testosterone naturally, which has very widespread roles for both men and women. Zinc also impacts female sex hormones and is even involved in the creation and release of eggs within and from the ovaries. It's needed for the production of estrogen and progesterone in women, which both support reproductive health. And you can reduce your risk for experiencing problems with menstruation, mood swings, early menopause, infertility, and possibly even certain cancers by avoiding having either too high or too low levels. Another thing that zinc does, it helps fight diabetes. This essential mineral is needed to balance most hormones, including insulin, the main hormone involved in the regulation of blood sugar, and as a diabetes natural treatment. Zinc benefits blood sugar levels because it binds to insulin, so insulin is adequately stored in the pancreas and released when glucose enters the bloodstream. It allows for proper utilization of digestive enzymes, which are necessary for insulin to bind to cells. So glucose is used as fuel for the body instead of stored as fat. Another thing it does, it helps maintain heart health by supporting your blood vessels. It's needed to maintain the health of the cells within the cardiovascular system, while also lowering inflammation and oxidative stress. The endothelium, the thin layer of cells that lines the blood vessels, particularly relies on adequate levels of zinc. It benefits your heart by supporting healthy circulation, and since it helps as a natural remedy for high blood pressure and cholesterol levels from clogged or damaged arteries. Another thing that, of course, we were just touching on the hormones, but it does support fertility. Studies show that zinc plays an important role in fertility, especially modulating serum testosterone levels in men. And men do need more zinc than women. Dietary zinc restrictions and deficiency in normal young men are associated with a significant increase in serum testosterone concentrations, which can negatively affect impact fertility and lower libido. So we already know that it increases. So another thing that it does, it aids in nutrient absorption and digestion. This essential mineral affects protein synthesis and is required by the body to use amino acids from your foods. It also involved in the breakdown of carbohydrates from food, which are unless you're doing a keto diet or a low carb diet, your carbs are the main source of energy for our bodies. And for this reason, you can reduce your risk of experiencing low energy levels and adrenal or chronic fatigue by avoiding a zinc deficiency. Zinc also supports your liver health. Supplementing with zinc is shown to reduce the incidence of infection and correlated with lower levels of liver damage. Zinc benefits can also support liver health by reducing inflammation in the liver, decreasing free radical damage, helping with nutrient absorption, and allowing for proper waste elimination. It helps with muscle growth and repair. Zinc plays a crucial role in cell development, or cell division, sorry, and cell growth. It benefits muscular repair and growth by making it possible for the body to heal itself and maintain strength in the muscular and skeletal systems. Also helps with the release of testosterone, growth hormone, and insulin-like growth factor, which is the IGF-1, all of which build muscle mass and healthy metabolism. Zinc benefits muscle mass because it helps increase the amount of testosterone in the body and is able to produce following exercises, especially like weight training and high intensity interval training, if you're doing any of those. Mm-hmm. It supports vision and eye health. A high intake of zinc may reduce the risk for advanced stage age-related macular degeneration and vision loss. A systemic review found that supplementation alone may not be sufficient to produce clinically meaningful changes in vision acuity. However, it seems to help slow down the rate of the macular degeneration process. And the other thing that it can do, it actually can help decrease acne and promote wound healing. Some of the zinc stored in your body is actually held within your skin. It plays a key role in the development, differentiation, and growth of various human tissue. And according to a 2019 report, disturbances in zinc metabolism may give rise to disorders that typically manifest themselves in the skin. Because it supports production of collagen, the most abundant protein in the human body that forms connective tissue, zinc is sometimes used to help people recovering from burns, ulcers, slow healing wounds, and other types of skin damage or injuries. Zinc benefits can also help support the immune system in a way that may limit skin's susceptibility to infection while healing. Additionally, the mineral is used to help naturally decrease acne breakouts due to its anti-inflammatory properties. It's considered by some experts to be a promising alternative to other acne treatments owing to its low cost, and lack of systemic side effects. Some of the signs that you may be deficient, basically changes in appetite, including food cravings for salty and sweet foods, changes in your ability to taste and smell, weight gain or loss, hair loss, digestive problems, including diarrhea, chronic fatigue syndrome, infertility, hormonal problems, including worse than the PMS or menopause symptoms, low immunity, poor concentration and memory, slowed ability to heal wounds and skin infections or irritation, and nerve dysfunction. So along with supplementation, which I've got plenty of zinc on hand right now, you can also consume some foods that are higher in zinc, primarily proteins, like lamb is actually the highest content of zinc, grass-fed beef, chickpeas, cashews, pumpkin seeds, yogurt or kefir. There's chicken and turkey and eggs and mushroom and salmon and cocoa powder. That sounds like a winner. Especially on the cold days.
Hot chocolate. Oh, yes. Hot chocolate would be nice. especially what's going to be happening in the next couple of days. We're supposed to get down to, we're talking about, where did it go? I had it right here. Let me find it real quick. We're talking about next, it's going to get cold today, but we're talking about next week, highs in the 20s, lows in the single digits. Those are your hot chocolate days.
Yeah. I got some new latte. And it's for those that are watching their carbs, it's going to be a good one for you.
There you go.
So that's on the list.
All right. And before we start to get out of here, but definitely want to try to get some calls. If anybody has any questions for Jeannie, our numbers are 251-6909, 1-800-252-5443, 1-800-252-KGGF. We would love to hear from you. She would love to hear from you as well. And Jeannie, if maybe somebody is not familiar with the Natural Food Center, where are you located at and how can they get a hold of you?
I'm over at 414 West 8th Street. I'm just west of the downtown area. You can call me at 620-251-4451. Look me up on Facebook, which is Natural Food Center, Inc. And then my website's www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. So check it out. So, and I'm working on some Valentine's Day things, Ooh. Doing some different chocolates. And like I said, I got this latte.
It sounds good.
I've planted up some succulents, and we're going to do those in some baskets, too, for Valentine's Day. So getting everything together. I don't have it together quite yet, but...
A few things that, maybe people are wanting to get it to know a little bit about you. How long has the Natural Food Center, how long have you guys been open for?
Oh, my word. I'm the, third owner. It was started, I think, I haven't gotten a really firm date on when it was really started, but It was started by a chiropractor. And I think he opened the doors in the late 50s. Because
same location or
no, it was on Walnut Street.
Oh, okay.
Then. And then in sometime around 1973, 74, the previous owner, Mary Buchter, moved it over to where we're located at now. And so it's been there ever since. So it's been in operation over 60, she had it for 64 years.
Wow.
By herself. And so I'm starting my sixth year. So we're a long-standing business in the community.
Absolutely, so. And very visible as well. You can't miss them right here on 8th Street. They're actually just a few blocks now from the station here, so if you know where the station is, you should know where the Natural Food Center is. Be sure to stop in, and Jeannie would love to hear from you today, and she's talking about zinc today, and I may need some more zinc in my diet, because one, I feel tired all the time, but probably because I only get 4 or 5 hours of sleep at night, it seems like. I can't. The problem is I live near the railroad tracks, and with the trains coming all night, I'm constantly. So you think I would have gotten used to it by now. But, it's interesting. It's interesting that wakes me up, but I lived by a freeway for most of my life, and it never bothered me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's different noises.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Get you some earbuds to put in, some white noise.
Yeah, I may do that. I usually what I do to help myself go to sleep at night, I'll throw something on my phone, radio station or something like that that fades out, you know, after like 30 minutes or so like that, so that it's not playing all night, you know. You don't want to be waking up, what is this? Why is this still playing, you know, right at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yep, sleep's important.
Absolutely. So, Jeannie, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will see you again here in just a few weeks.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center on today. Be sure to go visit her again just a few blocks from the station here, right here on 8th Street. Definitely cannot miss it. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have Coffeyville's Reawakening on. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.